95, page Memches, Amid Aleph, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines in the top of the page. Okay, the Gemara got into this by quoting a statement before from Rav. Rav said, HaMekadish B'milva Eina Mekadeshes. If somebody lent a woman money, and afterwards he comes over to the woman and says, become Mekadeshes to me with this loan. So Rav said it's not good. Okay? And as we learned before, the Rishonim explained what Rav means, even though he forgave the debt, but he doesn't say, I'm doing Kedusha with you with the pleasure that you get by forgiving the debt. Because that's worth a lot of money. If he gave, lent her $100 and he said, now I forgive the debt, right? Basically, she's gaining $100. But he didn't say, with the benefit that you're getting, that I'm forgiving the debt. He said, become Mekadeshes to me with the loan that I gave you. Okay? So Rav said, it's not a good Kedushin. Why isn't it good? The Gemara says, because bottom line is, he didn't give her anything. A loan is made to spend. And therefore the money's not there. Basically, he didn't give them anything.
Not tangible?
Nothing tangible. So the Gemara mentioned, the Gemara brought before a braisa. Okay? And this is what the Gemara is in the middle of explaining. And now the Gemara is going into the second half of it. And that is, there's a braisa before that the Gemara said like this. If a man says to a woman, become Mekadeshes to me with this document. That's all he says. Become Mekadeshes to me with this document, or there is a loan that somebody else owed him money, and he said, become Mekadeshes to me with this loan. So, Rav Meir says, it's a good Kedushin. The Chachamim say, it's not a good Kedushin. Okay? So Rav Meir says, it's good. The Chachamim say, it's not good. Now, the Gemara was discussing, what does all that mean? Okay? And that's, I'm not going to go through the Gemara again, but now for what we're learning further. So the Gemara says, they're arguing by a milva al peh and a milva bishtar. Okay? If there's a law oral loan, or if there was a documented loan. Until now, the Gemara was learning all about the documented loan. Whether it's one machlekes, if it, you could sell a document and then forgive it, if it's a pekod, everything that the Gemara learned before. But now the Gemara is saying like this. What is the argument between Rav Meir and the Chachamim by a loan that wasn't written, by an oral loan? So the Gemara says, they're arguing with Rav Huna Merav in a din that Rav Huna Merav said. What did Rav Huna Merav say? Rav has a very interesting case. Three people are standing together. Okay? Three people. Us three are standing together. You owe me money. Yeah, you owe me money. And I say to you, in the presence of all three people, okay, the money you owe me, give to him. The money you owe me, give to him. So Rav Huna Merav says, he gets it, even though there was no seemingly acquisition of any sort. I didn't take the money from you, give it to him. But the fact that three people, and the Gemara says in, later on, or in different places, this is Hilchas HaBalei Taima. This is a halacha without logic. In other words, this is it, this is the halacha. Whether it makes sense or not. So if somebody, you owe me money, and I say to you in the presence of him, give it to him, he acquires the money regardless. Okay? So what's the case over here? The case like this. You owe me $100 to nail a plane, give it to this guy, and all three of them are standing together. Okay? So the din is, Kana, the money is already transferred. In other words, from now on, you owe him the money. Okay? So, Mar Savar, one holds like this. Ki Kamerav, when did Rav say that? But Maimit Shloshtim is called. When all three people are standing there. That the transaction is good. But Pikodin, only by a deposit. Not money that could be spent. I'll explain in a second. Avol Milvilei, but if it's a loan, no. Okay? Omar Savar, And the other opinion says, Leishna milva v'leishna pikot. What's the case over here like this? Rav says, Ravuna Merav says, if I say to you, the money you owe me, give to him, he gets it. So there's two opinions in Rav's din. Okay? One opinion says, Rav says his din only by a deposit. What does the deposit mean? So what's the case over here? The case like this. You owe me $100. Give it to this guy. And all three of them are standing together. Okay? So the din is, the money is already transferred. In other words, from now on, you owe him the money. Okay? So, Mar Savar, one holding this. Ki kamer Rav, when did Rav say that Maimit Shloshtim is called, when all three people are standing there, that the transaction is good, but Pikodin, only by a deposit. Not money that could be spent. I'll explain in a second. Avo Milvelei, but if it's a loan, no. Okay? Omar Savad, and the other opinion says, Leishna milva v'leishna pikot. What's the case over here like this? Rav says, Ravuna Merav says, if I say to you, the money you owe me, give to him, he gets it. So there's two opinions in Rav's din. Okay? One opinion says, Rav says his din only by a deposit. What does the deposit mean? When I give you an object to guard, to watch, okay, you have to give me back that object. Correct? So therefore, one opinion says, when does Rav say his din? By a pikodin. In other words, if I say to you, the object I gave you to watch, give to him. But, if I say to you, the money you owe me from a loan, give to him, that's no good. You don't acquire it. That's one opinion. The other opinion says, it doesn't matter if it's a loan, it doesn't matter if it's a pikodin, if it's a deposit, the third guy gets it. What's the difference over here? So like we learned the whole time in the Gemara, a loan is made to spend. I lend you the money, it's not there anymore. Okay? So one opinion says, Rav's din cannot apply by a loan. Because the money I gave you, that I lent to you, doesn't exist. You owe me money. Okay? There's no object yet. Right? How can I give nothing to him?
What if he has it to pay back
money? It doesn't matter. But the fact that you have the money doesn't mean anything. Even if you didn't spend, like we learned all these weeks, even if you didn't spend a cent of the loan, bottom line is the loan's not there. It's made to spend, the money is not there. What's that? Because then, the object is there. You can't spend it. I'm giving you to watch. So, one second. So, Ravuna Merav, one opinion says, that din only applies by Pikodin. Because the object exists. It never was not supposed to exist. I give it to you to watch. So, therefore, Rav says that when I give it to you, when I give it to you to watch, and then I come to you and say, that object that you owe me, did you have to give me, give to him? Then you have to give it to him. By a loan, you can't do that. The other opinion says, no. This din of Maimit Shloshim, all three people there, doesn't matter if it's a loan, it doesn't matter if it's a Bekodin, the deposit, the din is, you can give it to the third guy. Now, what's the case of Kedushin over here? The argument between Rameir and the Chachamim, what's called Milva Beyad Achedim, a loan in the hand of somebody else, is this case. There's two men standing, okay, and a woman. Okay? The man says, I say to you, the money that you owe me, give to her. And I say to her, Areyat Mukadeshasli, with the money that he's giving you.
Very dangerous.
Huh? Very dangerous. Now, if Rav's din applies even by a loan, that you acquire it, so now the woman's getting something. Right? So then the Kedusha would be valid. That's Rav Meir's opinion. The Chachamim say, no, Rav's din is only by a deposit, not by a loan. So if I say by a loan, the money you owe me, give to the woman and be Mekudeshes to me, she's not getting anything. So therefore the Kedusha wouldn't be valid.
Even if she physically gets it, she's not getting it?
It's not his money that he's giving.
It is.
He didn't make a shliach to give her his money.
It's his money.
No, it's not. That's the whole vart of halva. It's not your money. Until you give it to him, it's not.
He doesn't have the position.
Right. So what's he giving? What's he giving to the woman?
In
nothing.
In other words, it would only work. Let's say he owes you money, Rabbi. So then he would have to give you the money physically. Then you give that money directly to her.
Correct.
Obviously it's fine.
Well, then for sure it's good.
Yeah, otherwise there's no way it works.
Right. So the Gemara says, this is the argument between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. By an oral loan, what is the argument about it? Rav Meir says the woman would be Mekudeshes. And the Chachamim say, Eina Mekudeshes. They're arguing in Rav's din. By the way, the Rishonim write, Rav lived much after Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So you can't say they're arguing in Rav's din, but in the halacha that Rav discusses, okay, because historically the Rav Meir lived much before Rav. But anyway, he says like this: the argument would be because the guy owes the man money, and he says in front of the woman, though, Hareat Mekudeshes, with the money that he owes me to give to you. So one opinion says good, one opinion says not good. So then the Gemara says, Neimah Katanoi, let's say that Rav's din, again, about doing Kedushin with a loan, is also an argument of Tanoim. Because it says, Iskat Sheli Bishtar. A man says to a woman, we don't know yet what this means. We just know the case. A man says to a woman, become a Kodeshes to me with this document. He gives her a document and says, become a Kodeshes to me with this document. So, Rav Meir Eimer Einem Mekudeshes. Rav Meir says it is not a valid Kedushin. Rav Elazar Eimer Mekudeshes. Rav Elazar says it is a good Kedushin. And the Chachamim say no. It depends. If the paper is worth a pruta, if the paper is worth money, then it's a good Kedushin. And if it's not, it's not.
Marry this guy.
We're not talking if she doesn't want. If she doesn't want, you can give her $1 billion if she's still not Mekudeshes.
So this guy can't just walk up to give her paper and just get married.
No, she has to agree. The question is, even though she agrees, you still have to give her something. If you don't give her anything, it's no good.
It's like giving somebody just a pink slip to a car. Like, where's the car?
Oh, but we have to have the...
Right.
No, but you have to have money on the pink slip.
If the car is like this, here's the car and the pink slip. Okay, that's it.
The deed.
Something
he gives him the deed. That's but you child that you're carrying a car with a deed. That's a whole different story. Metaltlin, you can't be. Okay, we're not going into it. Let me just say this one second. So the case is a man gives a shtar to a woman, a document, and we don't know what type of document yet. Okay? A man gives a document to a woman and says, become a Kodeshes to me with this document. Okay? So there's three opinions. The mayor says it's no good. Rav Elazar says it's good, and the Chachamim say no. If the paper is worth a penny, a pruta, which is the value of Kedushin, it's a good Kedushin, because he gave her something. If the paper is not even worth a penny, it's not a good Kedushin. Chachamim. The physical paper, not what's on it. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. What type of document did he give her? All the Braisa says is he gave her a document. Right? The question is, what document did he give her? So it's more something. If you're saying it's a document that other people owes him money, and that's what he gives to the woman that she can collect the debt, so Gemara says that can't be. Because Rav Meir, we learned a page ago, Rav Meir says in that case, it's not Mekudeshes. And here Rav Meir says, it is Mekudeshes. Rav Meir can't contradict himself, right? Rav Meir said in the previous page, if it's somebody else's document, IOU note, the woman is not Mekudeshes. Here Rav Meir says it is, over there Rav Meir says it is Mekudeshes, and here Rav Meir says it's not a good Kedushin. So then, Kashi Rav Meir ad Rav Meir. So we must say, Ela b'shtachayv dida. So what must we say the case is speaking? What type of document did the man give to the lady? Not that somebody else owes him money, that she owes him money. In other words, what's the case, we must say? The man before lent the woman money. Lent her $100. She wrote him an IOU note. Right? Now he gives it back to her and says, I am mekudeshesli. So the mayor says, Einu mekudeshes. But the Gemara says, what is the argument then? Why does the mayor say it's good and no good, and Rabbi Lazar says it's good? Probably they're arguing if you could be mekadesh with a loan. That's the argument. Is this loan, right? Is he giving, he's giving it back the loan. But the question is, he's forgiving the loan. But he didn't say that with the pleasure you get by me forgiving the loan. So, probably, this is, so the Gemara is saying, isn't Rav's din, that if you do Kedushin with a loan, that if it's good or not, and Rav says it's good, no good, isn't that the argument between the mayor and Rabbi Lazar? The mayor says it's no good, and Rabbi Lazar says it's good. So probably this is the argument. The Gemara says no. Amr Rav Nachum by Yitzchak. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak said this is a very interesting concept coming up. Hacha b'mayaskinin is speaking against Shekidsha b'shtar she'en olaveidim. A document that there was no witnesses signed. Okay? And this is a very interesting thing. But Rameh letameh, and Rameh goes, we're going to learn this and discuss a very interesting concept. Rameh goes according to his reason, because Rameh says, Einu mekudeshes. Why not? The witnesses that sign are what make it happen. And Abelazar letameh, who says, Eidem esirikarti. Meaning like this. When you write a document, what's the purpose of the witnesses?
Validate.
In case the guy will deny it, okay, why can't you call the witnesses in? Call the witnesses in. So the answer is, the Gemara says in many places, maybe the witnesses will die. Maybe the witnesses will be out of town, overseas. You can't call them. Okay? So therefore, when you write a document, by signing witnesses, okay, you validate the document, but not that you really need the witnesses to sign. Okay? So, for instance, by a get, when somebody divorces his wife with a get, yeah? There's a famous argument in the Gemara, that the Gemara is referring to this argument between Rameh and Rabbi Lazar. Witnesses need to sign on a get, and at the same time, witnesses must see the way the get is handed over to the woman. In halacha, by the husband, yeah, or by the shliach. Okay? But when a man divorces his wife, you have witnesses that sign the get, and then you have witnesses that watch the giving over of the get from the man to the woman. According to the mayor, the edim and sira are not important. Eidi, this is the expression. Eidi chasime karsi. Karsi comes with krisis, separate, cut, karis. The mayor says, the witnesses that signed it get, make it happen. The Belozer says, no, it's not the witnesses that signed the get. Witnesses don't even have to sign the get, according to the Belozer. As long as you write a get, and witnesses watch the way the get was given over from the man to the woman, it's a good get, she's divorced. Okay? Now what happened over here? The man, in the case of Kedushin, the woman has an IOU note to the man, but there are no witnesses. Now,
on that IOU?
On that IOU, there's no shtarchev, that she borrowed X amount of money.
No original.
No, what happens is, she didn't write IOU, because if a lady writes IOU, or a person writes IOU $100 and sign my name, you don't need witnesses. This is stronger than witnesses.
Because it's her own handwriting.
It's her own admission.
Right.
According to Halacha, the Gemara says, Haydos baldin kamei edim dami. Admission of the guy that owes the money is even stronger than witnesses. If I say to you, I owe you $100, I say to you, I owe you $100. And two witnesses say, no, you don't. Now, in Torah, there's nothing stronger than witnesses. Yeah? So the din is, the Gemara says, that if I admit that I owe you $1,000, even if witnesses scream, no, you don't, you paid it back, we saw you pay it back, you never lent them the money, we know for sure you don't owe him the money, then he's still obligated to pay.
Why?
So if a person writes an IOU note and signs their name, okay, that they can't deny it later, that's stronger than witnesses. Here is not speaking about that. Here is speaking a document that somebody wrote up, okay? Or a text. You can print the text, or a surfer wrote it, yeah? The guy writes a document, this woman owes me $100. The woman owes the man $100. There's no signature of witnesses. According to the mayor, the document is worthless. Because there's no signature of witnesses.
Yeah,
according to Rabbi Lazar, that the giving it over is what counts, there might have been Eidei Mesira, so the document is good. Right? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is saying, this argument that if a guy gives a document that the woman owes him money, and the man gives it to the woman, says that mukadeshously. So the Gemara thought, okay, what's the argument? The mayor says it's no good. Rabbi Lazar says it's good. And the Chachamim say it depends how much the paper is worth. So let's leave out the Chachamim for a second. Rabbi Meir says it's not a good Kedushin. So the Gemara thought, what is the argument if you can do Kedushin with a loan? Rabbi Meir says no. And Rabbi Lazar says yes, because that's what he's giving you. He's giving it a loan. So Gemara says no. Everybody holds maybe, not like Rav, that a Mekadesh with a loan, the Kedushin is good. Why over here is it no good? Because he's giving it to her without witnesses. And her mayor holds, by a get, and here, that you need the signature of the witnesses, it's not, it's worthless. So he's not giving her anything. She can't even collect with this document. He couldn't collect with the document. He couldn't collect with the document. What's he giving her? A worthless piece of paper. So it's Einim Kodeshes. The Belazar says no. What counts is not the signature of the witnesses, the giving of the document. That exists. So if that's the case, then it would be a good Kedushin.
What?
And the Chachamim? Right? Why did the Chachamim say if? Because they don't know who's right, the mayor of Belazar. They don't know if the signature is the main thing or the giving over is the main thing. So what do they hold? Very simple. If the paper is worth a penny, is he giving her something worth value? He's giving the paper is worth money. Otherwise, it's no good. What?
If the content is not valid, how could they make it a
Because the fact that the witnesses saw the way the woman gave this document to the man.
If she doesn't bechlal agree with the content of the document, how could Eidei Mesira make it?
She does agree because she gave it to the man.
Or the man doesn't agree. The recipient.
But if you accepted a document, the man for sure, she owes him the money.
She owes him the money, right?
Okay. If with two witnesses saw, I owe you $100, yeah? Two witnesses say the way I write a document, or if the document is written, that I owe you $100, okay, and I give it to you. What does that mean? How can you say you don't agree with it? So why am I giving it to you? Of course you know it's a day. Witnesses see what's going on.
It's not a closed document.
Right. Right. What?
If before we started this argument, the previous argument was that it's not enough that she has the pleasure of not having to pay.
That's not what he's being Mekadesher with.
We said that's not sufficient to make her Mekadesher.
That would be enough.
You said the pleasure of not having to pay is not...
But that's not what he's saying. No. He didn't say it. If a man says, become Mekadesher to me with the pleasure you get by not having to pay me back $100, of course it's good.
Yeah,
he's giving her $100. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying, become Mekadesher to me with the loan that I gave you. Because what is he giving her? What's he giving her?
He's saying, what's the difference?
The big difference, what he's saying.
The outcome is the fact that she's going to keep the money.
But that's not what the Kedushin's with. The Kedushin's with that loan I gave you, this is what the Kedushin. And that loan's non-existent.
In either case, she doesn't have to pay it back.
That doesn't, that's not the point. What is she hearing Kedushin?
That's very confusing.
No.
She's going to gain, she's going to keep the money, either way. And he says, with the power of the fact that you're going to keep the money, you become my wife.
That's not what he said.
What's the difference?
Because when he says
money,
something,
you don't have to pay me back.
Because when people say something, they usually mean what they say.
Okay.
Not Jews, but normally people when they say something. Because what am I mekadesh you with?
With the money that that you owe me.
Right. So what's he giving her now?
The pleasure of.
No, money. No. What did he say? I'm giving you.
Keep the money that you have.
That's not what he's saying.
You don't have to give me the money.
That's not what he's saying.
The money that I have, that you owe me, I'm going to be mekadesh you.
Right. That he's not giving her anything now.
And the same. The outcome is the same.
The outcome, but that's not what he's saying.
But I really don't see the difference between if he says, keep the money, or don't pay me. Right?
He's not giving her anything now. Because he says, become a Kodesh with that money I gave you.
I'm giving you the money that
that's you not what he's saying. The Kedushin is not with the pleasure that you get from the fact that you don't have to give it.
And when
you I'll give an example in the Gemara before. Okay? If a woman gives the man something, normally the man has to give the woman, yeah? What happens if the woman gives the man something? And he says to her, I have mukadashasli from right from the fact from what you gave me. It's not good. Because she gave him, he didn't give her.
But if she has pleasure in giving.
But what happens if it's an Adam Choshev, the Gemara says, a prominent person that by him taking something, she has a benefit that he took her object, then it is a good kedusha.
She's gaining something.
So but over there here, and what's very important by kedushin. Is the wording.
Could he say, if you marry me, I'll forgive the debt? And she says, okay.
No, because you have to give her something first.
No, if he says that mekadeshesli, by me forgiving the debt, then she is mekadeshes. Because she's getting now $100.
He just can't say, I'm going to give you the money that you owe me. Because he doesn't have it in his hand. That's the problem.
Correct. But
when we say it goes, the other thing about the document, that it, the value of the paper. Now, the only thing that makes a paper valuable is if you can use it for what it was intended for, to write on.
Not necessarily.
The document makes it worth
it. Not necessarily.
No?
If you have an expensive piece of stationery paper.
But it's already written on.
No, a blank piece of stationery paper.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Right.
Okay, it's worth a penny.
Right.
Okay. If a man gives a lady a blank piece of paper. Okay, parchment paper.
Right.
It says that at mekadeshesli with this piece of paper. If the penny is worth a, if the paper is worth a pruta, it's kedusha.
No, I understand that, but you said a document, which means.
But that's why the chacham, because the chacham don't know who's right. Is the you need the written witnesses, the signed witnesses, or the giving over witness? They don't know which ones are valid.
Why didn't that
true? Huh? Because they don't know if that loch is a kibbutz or a
commandment. Wait a minute. Let me finish my.
Yeah. According to this.
I don't understand that. If it's
what we'll see inside. We didn't get
if
there.
The paper's written out already.
Yeah.
It has no value. You said a document. The definition of a document is a piece of paper that's not blank.
You mean the bottle stuff.
This is what I'm missing. I'm not understanding. Obviously, I'm missing.
He's giving her a document that says, without witnesses signing,
without,
that she owes him money.
Okay.
Now he's giving it back to her.
Okay.
Okay? So, Rabbi says it's not a good kedushin. You know why it's not a good kedushin? Normally, if you do it with a loan, it's good.
Right.
But you know why this is not a good kedushin? Because you are giving her a worthless piece of paper.
Right.
Because you couldn't collect with it because there are no witnesses on it. And therefore, you're giving her worthless, nothing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Then Belazar says it is a good kedushin.
Right.
Why? Because the paper is valuable. Why is the paper valuable? Because it doesn't matter that nobody signed it. As long as there were witnesses that saw the giving over of that IOU note, that itself validates the document. So now, is this a validated document? Yes. When the man gives it to the woman for kedushin, According to this, everybody says a mekadish b'milva. If you do it with the loan, is a good kedushin, so it'd be good. The chachamim hold, as Gemara is going to explain, say in a second, they don't know who the halacha is like. That's why, by the way, we do both. By a get, we have edi chasima and edi mesira. We do both because according to the chachamim, they don't know who's right. Is Rabbi Meir right or is Rabbi Elazar right? So we do both. But therefore, according to the Chachamim, okay, what do they say? They say a simple statement. If the paper has value, as paper. As value, it's good. The paper has no value, what value can paper have?
If it's already written on it, it can't have any
value. Yeah, but that's not true. Because the Gemara, in many times above Metzia, the Gemara has an argument. You find a document in the street, who do you give it back to? Do you give it back to the lender, to the borrower, to the husband, to the wife? Who do you give it back to? So many times the Gemara says, what's the difference who you give it back to? It's not a valid document anyway. So why are you arguing who you give it back to? Who cares? So the Gemara says, lots of pizza l'chuse. You give it back as a bottle cover. In those days, people used paper as a bottle cover.
Huh? Why would the document not be good?
There are no witnesses, it's not called, whatever it may be.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Even though it's written on paper, that's written and could be valuable.
You can make a paper airplane.
You can make a paper airplane in middle of class.
That should be funny, you're right.
In middle of class.
You're right.
When we grew up in school, and kids in the middle of the class would make paper airplanes through it when the teacher wasn't looking. Yeah. Now they do texting, they're not bothering. They don't waste time with paper airplanes. It's not a joke.
By chasim, you also need edik siva edik sima.
By what? No, by ksuba not.
You
don't have. Last minute, not. Okay.
When you
what?
Sign the ksuba. There's doing to Aiden when he's putting a ring.
That's not on the ksuba. That's on the kedushin.
Yeah, so by the
you're mixing up the ksuba with the kedushin. By many people, they have Edom and Sira watching the way the Ksuba is given over. We don't.
Even though it's really being done right there. It's the same.
You don't need it.
No.
When you write me an IOU note, I write you an IOU note. You have two witnesses watching me give it over? Why?
Because
you don't need it. If I have the document. If I have a document with witnesses, what do I need to... The Ksuba is a financial document. That's all it is. It's a financial obligation, not to do with Kedushin.
So because it's financial...
You don't need Eidim Esira.
My own Haida is the strongest? Or that's not what...
No, if I have a document, either with your writing or with two witnesses, I can collect on it. What happens if I find a document? Okay, not even today it's done in Halacha, in secular world. Okay, I lend you $1,000, yeah? So you write me an IOU note, correct? Now what happens when you pay it?
You have to give it back to me.
Either we rip up the document,
or there's another document,
or we write a receipt. Okay? Correct? That's what you do. Now, if I come over to you with a document that you owe me $1,000, signed by two witnesses, and you say, what are you talking about? I already paid you. You gave me the document, and I lost it, and you found it. It's full of Bava Metzia, by the way. Right? Bava Metzia is full of this Gemara. The whole Shnai Meichsen, the whole first paragraph of Bava Metzia is all about this. Yeah? What's Beis Din going
to
say?
Either you have to rip it up, or show me a receipt that
the Beis Din is on to
collect it. If I have the document, the burden of proof is on you to prove that that you paid the debt and you lost it and I found it. Right?
Better rip it up.
Okay. Now, if I have the document, I collect. Doesn't matter how he got the document. Why should it matter how he got the document? Bottom line is, I have a document, you owe me $1,000. You want to deny it? You want to say it's forged? Mizuya, Perua, the whole Gemara and Bava Metzia. Okay, you have a right to say, I paid it. You have a right to say it's forged. You have a right to say whatever you want. Okay? But the bottom line is, if I have a kosher document signed by witnesses that verified by witnesses, you have to pay me the money. And you can't come to see, no, I really paid it back. You gave me back the document and I lost it. The same thing, it's a bigger problem. The Gemara also in Bar Mitzvah discusses in Gittin. A guy writes a get, gives it to the wife. Yeah? Okay? Now, you find a get in the street. You find a get in the street. Who do you give it back to? It's a very big problem. Because, can you give it to the woman? Why not? Maybe the husband wrote the get and changed his mind not to give it. So the husband never gave a get to his wife. You're going to give a get to the woman. She's so, no. That she's not divorced. But she's going to say to people, you see, I can remarry. I'm divorced.
And she'll have a zona.
Yeah, she'll be a mahashishish with mamzeid and with everything galore. Right? The question is, should you give it back to the husband? The problem is, maybe he did give the get to the wife. Right? And now she has no proof that she's divorced.
Well, he'll give it to her again. Give it to the
base. Huh? No, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Sometimes Yachsil Bala, Yachsil Isha, give it in Bezdin. But that's even a bigger shot, because we're not talking money. Over there you're talking, is the woman married or not? That's a much bigger problem than monetary issues. Why? Maybe the woman says, it's mine, I got divorced.
He can reissue.
She has to show it.
So the question is, do you reissue the get? Yeah. Can you do it? You have to write a new one.
She has to have both parties physical have to have get to
prove. Don't tell this to the women, but biblically, a man can have many wives.
A woman, the husband doesn't have to have a get?
For what?
The official get when he gets divorced? He has to have
a man can have many wives?
He can have many wives.
According to the Torah,
right?
Oh, until 1,000 years ago, sirs.
Until 1,000 years ago?
To the Benegashim, no? Or it's fighting until much more recent.
A divorced man doesn't need to prove that he was divorced.
Nowadays, because of Rabbeinu Gershom,
right.
If a man comes and says, I'm divorced, to a rabbi is not going to perform a marriage today unless if the guy can prove he has a get. Right? But that's today. But before Rabbeinu Gershom, if a guy comes and wants to marry a lady, we don't even care if he's married or not. What do we care? He can have another wife. He can have 10 wives.
If a woman loses her get, she's not divorced anymore?
She is divorced.
She doesn't need to have...
If a woman loses her ring, is she not Mekodeshes anymore?
Yeah, no, because you said, who should we return it to? If you don't return it to the woman, then how can she prove that she's divorced?
Right, how's she going to prove it?
She'll still be divorced.
How's she going to prove it?
Why does she have to?
She wants to remarry somebody.
The person wants to remarry.
A guy, she wants to marry somebody else. And the guy said, we know you were married. Where's your get? I don't have it.
Even in them, she is.
How do you know?
But she is, in reality, she is divorced.
If she got the get, she's divorced. But how is she going to prove it?
It's a matter of proof.
If the person who found the get, could he keep it or sell it for benefit?
How do you sell a get? A get is a worthless piece of paper.
No, sell it to the
Bafarantik.
No, you have to write it. You can't. You have to write Lishma. You have to write it for that person.
But someone finds a get. Or a ketubah.
Today, they do a different thing. Today, in all batidinim around the world, when a man gives his wife a get, Bezdin keeps the get.
Oh, yeah?
Today, the women don't have a get. The men don't have a get. The get, after they write it, it's folded a certain way. It's a whole procedure. It's an inner interfold thing. And they give the get to the woman. And she accepts it like this, in the hand. The husband drops it. And then she puts it under her arm. And she walks 6 feet. And then she comes back. It's a whole procedure how the woman acquires the get. Then Bezdin takes the get in its folded state and makes a big X with a razor. They make a big X in it and they keep the get in the file. Then they write a document that's called the Ptur, that to the man and to the woman, that says, on this and this date, this woman with this and this name, and this and this nickname, and this, was divorced by us. But the woman, when you, they show you a copy of the get today, so to speak, you're not showing you a copy of the get. The get's in Besdin. It's the document Besdin is giving you that you got a kosher get.
Severance.
It's not severance. It's a document.
No,
Ptur means a freed.
Huh? They spend a lot of time writing.
The get?
Yeah.
The Ptur takes 2 minutes. The Ptur is with a regular pen. The get, Seif has to write with, like a writer, Sefer Torah, with lines and scratching the lines, and he has to make it even and exactly 12 lines, so he has to figure out the name. Sometimes you have a long name, short name, big names, little names. Seif has to figure out beforehand how to write it in a way that it's going to be exactly 12 lines. Again, the custom is 12 lines, and it has to be even, and it has to be sirtut, meaning that the lines have to be scratched out. It's a complex. It takes hours to write again.
Is there a reason for the number 12?
Because the Taisha says, yeah, 12 tribes. So now she's permitted to marry into the 12 tribes.
How many?
That's another reason. The Taisha says in the beginning, again, another reason, because between each book of Chumash, there's an empty space, right, of 4 lines. Empty space. And if we look at the Sefer Torah between the end of Bereish, Chazak, and Shmais, or Chazak and Vayik, right, it's an empty space of 4 lines. So there's 3 times 4 empty spaces.
4,
but the last one is Devarim, so that's Mishnah Torah, so that doesn't count. So that's what Taisus says, the first Taisus in Gittin, that the lines correspond with the 12 lines of a get.
Wait, there's three parts of the Chumash?
There's 5, but in between 5 books is 4. But the last one's 4, doesn't count.
See, so
okay, whatever.
I'm just one question. How many letters across does it have to be?
There's no set amount, because you could have a shorter name and a longer name.
Oh, okay, so just
and then in the get, you write all the nicknames.
Uh-huh.
The English names.
Nusach is the same in all the...
And it has to be three lines of spaces between each line? Is that what you're saying?
No. In the safe term. What?
The Nusach is the same?
No, it's the same.
Oh, right, I got it.
Yeah.
That's why it's 12 lines.
Reform
no, but
was divorce something popular in the olden days?
No, not really.
Gemara talks a lot about
get, but it wasn't as common because they would just marry another woman.
So for the soldiers who had to go to the war, they had to go through all of that all the time.
In David and Melech's battles, yeah, they wrote a get before they went to war.
Only in David and Melech.
Hmm?
Only in David and Melech's
battle. Somebody said that, I was just looking at it about something else that I have to speak about, but there's an opinion that says even earlier they did that, in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. But David and Melech was the first time that was officially done.
So the king can't divorce his wife?
He could.
He could?
Why not?
He can't marry anyone else.
The wife of a king cannot marry anybody else, correct?
But he could marry, divorce them.
Yeah.
When David Melch himself went to war, he also divorced his wives?
If you went to battle, yeah.
Well, he can't go to battle,
right?
A king's wife, if divorced, cannot marry anyone.
The widow of a king cannot marry anybody else. Okay, we're not learning now from Hedrin. Okay, anyway. So this is the Gemara. The Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon hold? Misapkali, they're in doubt. Ikrameir, Krabbelazer, Talochas, Ikrameir, that the signature is the main thing. Or like Krabbelazer, that the giving it over is the same. Therefore, Hilkach Shaman is in the yard. Therefore, the Chacham hold, you evaluate the paper. Im Yesh Bashava Pruta, if there's a Pruta, Mekudeshes, the Kedushin is good. Im La, if not, Eina Mekudeshes. Or, now we're starting 48a3. Or in the Gemara, about 20 lines in the bottom of the page. Iboy Seima, another answer is, what is the argument to the man, the Chachamim, Kegen Shekotza, Shalei Lishma? He wrote that the document of Kedushin was not written explicitly for the woman who he is doing Kedushin with. Like, Iboy Rish Lakish. The Shlokish says a shayla like this: Shtar Eretz and Shekotzer Shleil Lishma. a document of Edison that was not written for the particular individual woman. Meaning like this. Believe it or not, the Torah says when you write a get, the because of law, say for Krisis, you have to write for her. The Torah doesn't say write a get. The Torah says because of law, you need to write for her a get. Okay, therefore the Gemara says like this. When you write a get, it has to be written with the express intent at the time of the writing of the get for this particular woman.
It's not one of these insert names here.
Right. No, but the Gemara says an interesting thing. What happens if a guy had two wives and both wives had the exact same name and the father's name was exactly the same? The guy had two wives with the exact same name. Her name is the same. The father's names are the same. Yeah? Wife A and wife B. Or Rachel and Leah. But Rachel and Leah had the same name.
He's married to two women at the same
time. He's married to two women at the same time. He wants to divorce wife A. So he writes a get for wife A. Then he says, you know what? Forget it. I want to divorce wife B. See, one, and but the names are all the same, exactly the same, perfect get. He says, you know what? Instead of using it for A, I changed my mind. I got into a fight with B, I want to divorce B. So the din is, it's not kosher. Because it has to be written. And the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, what happens if there's two Yosef ben Shimon? That's the name the Gemara uses, I don't know why. What happens if there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the city? Two Yosef ben Shimons, and they have wives with the same names. And Yosef ben Shimon A wrote a get for him and his wife. Can the second guy use it? No. Okay, because it wasn't written for him and for her. So now Reish Lakish asked the question. We learned in the first Mishnah of Kedushin that you could do Kedushin with a woman with a shtar. What does he write? Harei at mekadeshes li b'shtar zu. That's what he writes. A document. If a guy writes in a document and gives it over in front of two witnesses, the first Mishnah Kedushin says it's good. Okay, it's kosher. But Reish Lakish is questioning, must it be specifically written for this particular woman?
Well, but you said it says
yeah. No, by a get.
Oh, by a get.
Now Reish Lakish is saying, by Kedushin, does it also have to be? And let me explain it outside. What's the question? Well, some we find in the Torah likens get to Kedushin and Kedushin to get. Okay? Because in the same passage the Torah says, you divorce her and she goes marry somebody else. So from there the Gemara learns that get and Kedushin has a lot in common. So one way of looking at the question is, if Reish Lakish holds by get you need Lishma for her, so by Kedushin you also need. Right? Or there's another way of looking at it. When you give Kedushin with money, does the money have to be minted for her? It doesn't have to be special money for her. Right? You give her money, and the Kedushin is good. So Shtar also doesn't have to be written for her explicitly.
Except there's a difference there.
Why?
Well, money is never going to be made for any individual.
Maybe you have to mint the money special for her.
No.
What do you mean, no? That's this question.
Not made for money to be made that way. But paper can be directed to an individual.
But that's his question. Maybe you need to mint money special for her.
Well, you can't do that.
Why can't you do that? You can do whatever you want.
It would be forgery.
Why?
I mean, those days they could.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you get money minted for her?
But the halacha is not like that. So what do we wait? In those days, everybody had their own coins. People minted their own coins.
Oh, that I didn't know. Now you're talking.
Huh?
As long as you had gold or silver.
Right.
Your own.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's no accepted currency that the government had.
Now
it's the physical value of the hardware.
But they used to mint it.
Okay.
Mar says Yaakov Avinu minted coins. Avram Avinu minted coins. David HaMelech minted a coin. I mean, they had coins.
Okay.
So now the Gemara says, it could be that the argument to the man the Chachamim, if you do it with a shtar, okay, if it's Kedushin or not, could be this argument, this question of Reish Lakish. Do you need it for specifically written for her or not? So he says, because Rish Lakish has the Shailish, not Edison. The B'kotzil Shalei Lishma was written, but it's wrong, not for her name. Mao, what's the din? Do we say, Havayi li Yitzia Makshin? Do we like in Kedushin to get? Ma Yitzia Binyin Lishma? Just if I get, you need Lishma. Like we said before. Havaviya Nami Lishma, it's the same thing by Kedushin. We also need it to be Lishma. Or Dilmer, do we say, Havayi Sladadi Makshin? We like in Kedushin to Kedushin. Just say by money kedushin, you don't need it minted for her. So a good document also doesn't have to be minted. And the same thing, just say kesef, you don't need minted money for her. The same thing of aviyah d'shtalei be'inin. And then the Gemara says like this, basa di boy other hifshtetim. Okay? And then Rish Lakish answered his own question. He said it has to be written lishma. Because we liken get to kedushin and kedushin to get. Okay? So now, Rish Lakish bottom line holds, the document has to be lishma. Right? Now, the guy gives her over a document of a loan. Was it written for her? For Kedushin? No. So one opinion says, like Rish Lakish, it wasn't lishma, it's no good. The other opinion says, you don't need lishma. It's a document. What's the difference? It's a document. It's a document. So therefore the Kedushin would be good. Okay.